Sunday night, Dvar Halacha. Sunday night, Dvar Halacha. Okay, we're learning about having Hana from the Malacha that a goy does for a Yid. Even besides the Isra Amir La'akum, even if he does it on his own, or even if the Yid avoided the Isra of Amir La'akum through a proper remez, but there's a risk of Hana that has to be dealt with. So we talked about different kinds of Hana. Indirect Hana is mutter. We said there's another kind of Hana that's mutter, and that is, let's say the room is dimly lit, not enough light, and the guy turns on more light and makes it easier to read. So that's mutter, to be nehene from that toisefes light. You're not allowed to tell the guy to do it. One thing has nothing to do with the other. You're not allowed to tell him to do the malacha. But if he would do it on his own, then you're allowed to be nehene. But here you have to be careful, because the Mechaber Paskins, the Mishabura Paskins, the Biralacha Paskins, that Lamarshal, let's say the bulb would go out, the bulb that was on previously. So now you're being nehene totally from what the guy did. So that's osur. Even though there's a taz that's meikil, and there are some achronim, Rav Shmuel Katz will tell you, the Aruch HaShulchan's meikil, that b'shas hadchak, if it's a question of Einik Shabbos, you could be meikil about this prat, but the Bir Halacha Paskins L'chumra, he says that he doesn't understand the taz, but al kaponim, the question is, at the time the guy did the malacha, it's only an additional hana, right? It makes the room a little lighter. Then something happens, an hour later, 2 hours later, maybe it gets darker outside, and now you wouldn't be able to see, or the original light bulb goes out. So again, the Bir Halacha is machmir, the Mechaber is machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha says it's usur now, you have to stop reading, you have to stop reading, because now you're being nana. Koshgein, in a far corner, or smaller print, or whatever the case may be, something that you would not have been able to do with the original light, we do fine-tune it. It's only mutter to be nehene from the additional light that makes it perhaps easier to read. So that's okay. It's not so clear to me why it's okay. We learned there's different reasons for the Isser of Hanoh. Yeah. If the Isser is, because you might tell the guy to do it, so you have to say, either they weren't chayshish, you would tell the guy to do it just for an additional benefit to make it easier, or stam, maybe just as categorization, they asked hano from the guy, and this is not called hano because it's only teisefes hano, so maybe. So that's mutter, but you have to be careful. Again, like I said, in a corner where you wouldn't have been able to, or if the print is small and you wouldn't have been able to, or like you're eating something that you don't need light for, but then maybe you're eating sushi, I don't know, maybe there is something you do need light to eat, with chopsticks or something, so that you have to fine tune it, and it's also to do something for which it's a hana, even, and there could be other things which are mutter to do because it's only a teisefes. Okay.